You know that scary, freaky scene? It's Jack Nicholson, and he's typing away all summer long. And then you finally see what he's produced behind the typewriter. And it says, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy." Can you guess what we're talking about today?
Tyler's America's life.
One of the strangest jobs I've ever had was working for a guy as his handyman. And it was strange because during the interview, he said he's looking for somebody to take care of the garden and the plants and the sweep the driveway and all that stuff. He had a big property with a big house on it and a lot of fruit trees and bushes and roses and all that stuff. And he wanted me to take care of it, but he also wanted me to do electrical work and plumbing. And during the job interview, I said, "Hey man, that's just not my skill set. I don't know anything about plumbing. I don't know anything about electricity." And he says, "I just want you to think outside of the box. That's why I'm going to pay the big bucks." And I was like, how do you think outside of the box in those things? Anyways, he hires me. And sure enough, one of the maybe project number 3 or 4 is that he wants me to fix this leak in one of his fountains. And I didn't know what I was doing, right? You know, like, I just don't know plumbing. I had no idea how to fix the leak. All the pipes were either within the fountain or like buried under the concrete. And so I just started shoving crap up the pipe. I got some newspaper, shoved it up there. It was still leaking. I started shoving like a pin. I shoved like some plastic. I shoved like some little like fine dust, like as much crap as I could. I just started shoving it up the pipe, hoping that it would stop the leak. And then eventually when I felt like the leak had stopped because I had shoved so much crap up the pipe, I got this silly putty and I just put it on the outside, and supposedly the silly putty would harden and then, it would close the hole. And sure enough, it stopped. I thought outside of the box. But this guy was crazy. I mean, literally one time I got a phone call from him and he said, "Hey, tomorrow there's going to be some people at the house. I need you to oversee and make sure that everything's okay." And I was like, what are you talking about? And he said, "Well, the family's going on vacation and some people are coming over tomorrow. You need to take care of it." And this was just kind of his style, you know, kind of ambiguous, like what? But I showed up the next day. And I park in front of his house. And sure enough, there's just all of these cars parked outside waiting for the gate to get open. And this guy gets out of the car and is like, "Hey, are you Tyler? Like, can you open the gate for us?" And I was like, "Yeah, what's going on?" And it turns out that he was going on vacation because the guy had rented out his home and his property for a photo shoot for Charlotte Russe, some women's store thing with clothes or whatever. And so they had like these Norwegian, you know, models show up and that like hardly spoke English and like took all these photos on his tennis courts and in his yard and in his home. And I just like literally my job was to be like, "Here's an electrical outlet." The guy was bizarre. It was just like the strangest job I ever had. But it was work, right? It was work.
Hi, thanks for calling to address in Potsdale.
Hi, I'm just curious what the best part about working at a toy store is.
What's the best part about working at a toy store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get to see all the new toys that come in first.
Oh, that would be so good to see those toys. But then I thought, what could be better than a toy store than a rib factory? Is it the ribs?
The food?
The ribs. Tony's ribs.
Yeah, they're good. I like them.
But they're not the best part of your job?
To be honest, I like the people.
And I can wholeheartedly agree with that. I mean, you could have the absolute worst job ever, but if you've got a community of people that you enjoy, whether it's customers or your coworkers, and you enjoy them, I mean, that makes a good job great, or it can make a bad job good. People, I like that answer. But. I wanted to hear from one more person.
Hello?
Is this the gum museum?
Oh, yes, it is.
Turns out she not only works at the gum museum, but she owns the gum museum. And when you're talking to somebody who runs a gum museum, there's questions you gotta ask. How many pieces of gum do you have?
Oh, I don't count them. I have like over 200 big cases full.
Do you still enjoy eating a stick of bubble gum?
No. No, I don't chew gum anymore. I just collect it.
But I called her with a very specific question. The question of this podcast, the thing you've all been waiting for. What's the best part of this job?
What's the best time of this part? Well, just having people come enjoy it.
You heard it yourself, people. It's all about people. We got that from the gum museum lady. We got that from the rib lady. We didn't get that from the toy store lady because she's into toys. But a good job, good work revolves around people. There's two books that I've recently read that I would like to recommend to you, my best friends. The first one is this. It's called Elon Musk, Tesla, SpaceX, and the Quest for a Fantastic Future by Ashley Vance. It's a biography on Elon Musk, which just seems like a fake name, but apparently that is his name. Actually, is it? Is that really his name? I'm sure she would have mentioned that in the book. Hold on, I'm going to Wikipedia this here. Elon Musk. Here we go. No, yeah, that's his name. Elon Reeve Musk. Elon Musk is the CEO of SpaceX and the lead guy at Tesla, amongst other things. And either know about him or you don't. And if you don't know anything about him, read the book. You'll get caught up. But here's what's so interesting about Musk. He's just this guy who thinks outside of the box. Just like me earlier, working with that fountain and shoving all that crap to fix that fountain. Like, somebody else wouldn't have thought of that, but there I was doing it outside of the box. But Elon has thought of things, whether it's sending rockets to Mars or creating a solar-powered car that now you just see all over the place. He takes seemingly impossible or difficult tasks and brings them to light. And he's just an interesting guy with quite the character. I wouldn't say you should emulate him, because in some ways I just think he's a flawed human being with some real negative characteristics. But I can't help but admire his devotion to making the impossible a reality. And I enjoy that about him. Anyway, it's a very interesting book. You should read it. Elon Musk biography. Because who doesn't want to read a book about a guy who wants to be buried on Mars? The second book I read is Timothy Keller's Every Good Endeavor. And he presents the Christian perspective on work, which for me was eye-opening, even as a Christian of really my whole life, to hear what he had to say about work. Because I've often struggled, and maybe you too, with this concept of work. What's the point? Is it just for money? Is it just for security? Is it just why? Knowing that we're all going to die, what's the point of going out and doing any kind of work? Because will the work that we do last? And even if it doesn't last, is it worth it? I just have all these different questions with work and even with the producing art. Like when I think about any type of art, I'm asking like, what is this bringing to society, and is it worth it, or is it all completely meaningless? And within the Christian perspective, I have to ask too, if placing my faith in Jesus, receiving his grace, allows me to spend eternity with him, wouldn't I want to spend every single waking hour telling others about the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that they too could have a relationship with him and spend eternity with him? Like, how does work fit into that picture? Like, is every job just should be only seen as a springboard to build relationships with other people and share about Jesus? Is that it? And this has kind of frustrated me. Like, why would anyone ever become a contractor or a programmer or go into the arts? Like, what is the point? And so Timothy Keller dives into all of these subjects and even more, and really appreciated him bringing truth from the Bible to bring hope, to bring excitement, to bring purpose and meaning to all kinds of work. It's more than just sharing the good news with people. It's so much more than that. And so thoroughly enjoyed the book. You should pick it up. Every Good Endeavor by Timothy Keller. So what did we learn today, guys? Number one, we should make sure that everyone is playing. Otherwise, they'll turn out like Jack Nicholas in The Shining and they'll want to kill their family and go crazy and insane. People need to play. People need to play. Are you playing today? Ask yourself that question twice. Number two, people are better than ribs and bubblegum. You know? I mean, ribs are super good. And bubblegum, gosh, yummy, delicious, right? But people are better, as we found out today. Number three, work can have purpose and legacy and meaning. Not all work is meaningless. Unless you work at like this crazy, like insane coal mine, and you guys are pouring oil into the ground and it's going into the core of the earth.
Not the core of the earth.
And you've got like crazy coal lung and you're coughing up blood. If that's the case, then your job does not have meaning. It does not have purpose. You're poisoning yourself and you're poisoning our planet. Stop it. Next, think outside of the box like me and Elon. Me and my buddy Musk, we are pioneers outside of the box, thinking big picture. Are you thinking big picture? Are you outside of the box? Are you confined to the box? Don't live in a coffin, build a coffin. And last but not least is this.
Long ago, in a rodeo town going your way, there lived a man stronger than the planet, more fierce than a bear, a man willing to save his world if only he could see, for he was blind. We learn that this man's name is Dave. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Thank you every day for what you are to me. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave, for you. I'm grateful for Dave. He's my new best friend. Dave. My best friend for...
Okay. All right, everybody, that's the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you had a lot of fun. I hope you smiled. I hope you thought. I hope that if you worked in a coal mine, you got out of there. I believe in you all. You are the best. This is Tyler Smith signing off on Tyler's America's Life.